This call will be monitored or recorded for quality purposes.
Thank you for calling the Best Buy Delivery and Installation Driver Support Line. Please stay on the line and someone will be with you shortly.
Thanks for calling.
Please stay on the line after talking with the representative for a short 3-question survey.
Thank you for calling Geek Squad Client Care. This is Casey. How can I help you?
Hey, Casey. This is Jody from XPO, and I have an FMS number for you.
Yeah, go ahead.
It will be 78280178.
Thank you. And could you verify the client's name and address on the order?
Mark Rose at 426 Old Wharf Road.
Thank you. Just a moment while it loads up here for me. All right, and I have that contact number 617-908-1275. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Perfect. All right, let's take a look here real quick. All right, looks like we have a dryer install. How can I help you?
Okay, so the customer needed multiple code updates. The customer and the technician were discussing them, but the customer ultimately decided to refuse them. So the unit will be brought back to the warehouse tomorrow morning.
Okay, so you refused delivery and installation?
Right.
Gotcha. Okay. What do you know? What all updates are needed to be done?
No, sir. It was a water hammer and makeup air.
Water hammer and what else?
Makeup air.
Makeup air. Gotcha. Alrighty. Give me a few minutes here. Let me get some notes on the order and reach out to the client, and I will have a case number for you.
Okay.
Thank you. Hi, sir. Are you still there?
I'm here.
Hey, so I have the client on the other line. He was saying that he didn't refuse the unit. He still wanted it to be dropped off, but the team just left. Do we know if they can still go back and, like, give that to him?
Okay.
Yeah, he's telling me something completely different. He's saying that, well, he did tell me that, they were saying that there needed to be modifications and that he wasn't going to pay him to do it, but he said, they didn't even leave the unit. He was going to have just leave it, but they just left with it.
Right, they brought it back, or they will be bringing it back to the warehouse tomorrow morning. They're not at the house anymore. They're not there.
Okay, is there any way to see if they're able to go back and just give it to him so he can have it?
I would have to call you back because I won't be able to. I mean, I can add him to the call if you want me to.
Say again?
I can add the technician to the call if you want me to.
Yeah, if you have the ability to, just to see if they can go back.
Hey, Matt.
Yeah?
Yeah, the customer's saying otherwise. The DOD is saying that the customer still wanted it dropped off.
Hi, this is the driver. So got there originally. They did refuse the code updates, right off the bat. And as we were packing up, they said, "No, we want the work done." So then we brought the unit over to the door again. Then we told them that we were gonna have to cut into the wall to make the bare grades. And customer said that no, they didn't want the work again. They didn't say anything the second time about leaving the unit there. So that's why we're bringing it back to the warehouse.
Do you know what all updates are needed done? Because I know it said water hammer was needed installed, and what else was needed done?
It would need to be make to bare grades. So there wasn't enough clean burning oxygen to properly run the unit inside the room that they had set up for the laundry. And that would require a 6x12 grate to be cut into the wall. But apparently, because they had just done renovations on the house, they didn't want that grate in there. So, there was nothing that we could do because it would fail the inspection without that make a bare grate. So,
What's the word you're
as
saying?
we
I'm sorry, you said like a vent grate, you said, or what kind of grate is it called?
They're called makeup air grates or combustion air grates.
Yeah, so the water hammer and the grate, those were the two things we needed to get done for you guys to be able to do installation?
That's correct.
Okay. Give me just another moment here. I'm just gonna get that to the customer real quick and I should be able to get you guys that case number, okay? Just a moment here.
All right, thank you. Hello?
I'm here.
Oh, okay. Did you ask for me?
I'm just waiting on the breach code from Casey.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Hey, Matt.
I'm here.
Hey, I'm going to go ahead and leave the breach code in the notes for you so you don't have to stay on this call, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Sorry about this.
You have a case number for you whenever you're ready.
Okay. I'm ready.
It's 287.
Yep.
611.
Can you say that one more time?
287-836-811.
Okay. Thank you for helping me out over here at XVO.
Thanks for the squad. You guys have a great rest of your day.
Oh, wait. 811. There you go.
811. All right, thank you.
Yep, thank you guys. You have a great day.
You too.
Take care.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and process the church.
Hey,
okay.
Hey, do you have that DOD representative's name?
Casey.
Casey?
Casey.
All right,
C-A-S-E-Y. No problem. Thank you for helping me out over here at XBO. Sorry about that delay again.
Take care.